good stuff in that, what he said.
Amen.
Amen. Appreciate the truth and Holy Spirit revelation. He didn't even bring a Bible up here. Ain't that a shame? The message is in the heart.
Right.
We need the word. I'm not belittling that, but a man don't have to have an open Bible to preach. Amen. Philip went to the eunuch, and he didn't. He was reading the scripture, but Philip didn't take a Bible out there. He preached Jesus to him. Amen. I'm for the, don't, people say, I ain't for the Bible. Yes, I am. I read it every day. I preach from it. I'm just saying, if you got something on your heart, thank God. What if you're at the grocery store and God brings somebody across of you? You gonna say, wait a minute, let me go get my Bible? You know what I'm saying? It's just the Holy Spirit's gotta do it. Amen. I want you to look in Psalm 119 again tonight. I've been on that Psalm. I'm going to try to say some things that will help you, your heart tonight. Psalm 119, verse 129. And verse 129 is where we'll start. He said, thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, doth my soul keep them. The interest of thy world giveth light. The words giveth light. The interest of thy words giveth light. Giveth understanding to the simple. I opened my mouth and planted. For I long for thy commandments. Look thou upon me and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of waters run down my eyes, because they keep not thy law. And this 8 verses right here, the psalmist wrote to. And, of course, the verse first says the testimonies are God. And thank God there is a testimony of Christ tonight. He said it's confirmed in the believer that we have the testimony of Christ in us. And, of course, that's the record of Jesus Christ. And then he said this, they're wonderful. That's what he's saying, they're wonderful. And it's wonderful for sinful men to hear the testimonies of Christ. But it's wonderful to us, thank God, because we've experienced a salvation that comes through the grace of God in Jesus Christ. And we rejoice in that tonight. Thank God for the rejoicing of God, amen, that we here have tonight in the testimony of Christ. And I bless the Lord for that. Then he said, therefore doth my soul keep them. And then, of course, said the commandments of God, the witness of God, that we keep these things. We're kept by the power of God that don't keep us, but we do keep them. There's some things as a people of God that we should keep tonight. He said, amen, in the word keep, the guard tonight, amen, we guard them things that God's done in us, and not let us be hindered within our own heart, brethren, tonight, because it's easy to get hindered, amen, in the way. I think about the word of God, Genesis chapter 45, amen, after Joseph had revealed himself to his brethren, thank God, Jacob was back at the Canaan, and Joseph, thank God, sent them back, they go get Jacob, and they took wagons of goods, and the brethren, they all went back, amen, and listen, thank God, when they got back, they said, Joseph is alive, but this is what he told them on the way. He said, don't fall out by the way, amen, don't fall out by the way, and basically what he was saying in there, don't let things get in your heart while you're traveling, that cause y'all to have a fallout, amen, this thing's more important to get back to my daddy, and I don't want you to fall out by the way. And there's a lot of ways that you can fall out by the way and allow things that's in your heart and not guard your heart as well as myself. It's so easy to be drawn away. Thank God, and get your mind off the things that we have in Christ. And brethren, tonight, it's just all these things that's in the flesh tonight. Some things that attract us more than other things. Thank God tonight. And so we see here, first of all, these testimonies of our Lord are wonderful to us. Thank God, we good to hear people testify of the things of God. And I'm glad tonight, thank God, for the testimony of the saints of God and His provision and His blessings on our life. And then I look at verse number 30. I've mentioned the verse this morning. He said, the entrance of thy word giveth light. And the word entrance there means an opening or a doorway. Thank God, in our hearts, the doorway to the light. Listen, thank God. And also how God speaks to us and what we open up to.
to, amen, the entrance of thy word giveth light. There's something about the entrance of it. It's a doorway of the truth. It's the revelation or the illumination, amen, of the soul tonight, that light comes from God because he commanded the light to shine out of darkness in our hearts unto the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so our heart was darkened. We was in darkness, amen. Amen, darkness comprehended not the light, but when the light shined in us, thank God, the door of our heart opened to that light. Now, I'm going to tell you this tonight, the more you open, the more light you get. Amen. If you just got a little room tonight for God to work in your life, amen, listen, thank God, open up more if you open your whole life up. You see, I found this to be true tonight. The reason people don't open up to the truth is because they fear what they might hear. But I'm telling you tonight, thank God, just open up. It's God that has to open up your heart and illuminate you in the Word, because he said the Word giveth light. It's the Word that gives light. Amen. Whether you're reading the Bible, whether the Holy Ghost speaking to you through the Scripture, amen, or whether, thank God, is preaching, whatever God does, he does right through his Word. And when you open the entrance of that light, that Word giveth light, and nobody's illuminated until that Word gets into them. Amen. The Word never got into you to God open your heart through the workings of God. Amen. And now it's up to us to open our heart for the light to shine in us to get the truth. He said it giveth understanding to the simple tonight. And that word understanding just means it gives a knowledge to them. It gives them understanding. It gives them a knowledge. And when that Word shines into them, it opens their understanding. Amen. In their mind. Thank God tonight. Amen. Go back to the day before you were saved. Thank God, you don't have the knowledge you have tonight. It's the understanding that God opened up in you. It's the knowledge of God. Amen. Listen, he said, brethren, listen, he said over there in the book of Corinthians, he said that it was a shame these people didn't have the knowledge of God, because the knowledge of God comes through the people of God that have it. Amen. And we should give the knowledge of God. What did he's saying, Timothy, Paul, he said, ever learned but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. But he said this word here, when you open your heart to the enlightenment or illumination, amen, thank God, it'll increase your knowledge. It'll give knowledge to the simple. The simple in the Bible is them that believe. They believe, but they're simple-minded people. They just believe what's told. Amen. It's kind of like a child. You can tell him a lot of things tonight. And listen, they'll believe you. Amen. That's right. You won't, and I won't on things. Amen. But God, amen, uses the simple things of life, as he spoke about Paul in a good way about how God uses little things. Amen. Just a little something here and a little something there to open your understanding gives light to the simple. I was like that, Brother Todd, in school. I didn't know algebra. Amen. I don't know why in the world I took it. Amen. But I remember going down to the teacher's house, and I was in algebra 2 then. I don't know how in the world I got through all that. Amen. Still didn't know nothing, little Keith. But I went there, and he said, now listen, he took me and 2 other boys, and we sat in his house that night, and he went over algebra 2. He said, a test was got to take. And it clicked to my mind when he was talking. Amen. And I did, I remember I made a 92 on that test, and still didn't pass for the year. That's my fault. Don't take that against me. Amen. But listen, it just didn't come to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm this way. If it don't click to me, I don't know it. And there are things I don't know, and there are some things I know well. Amen. Because I experienced it. Knowledge is by experience in the will of God, a spirit of God. Amen. I can tell you what the Bible says and what God's taught me, but it'll have to be the same experience for you to understand what God gives. It's simple-minded. I'm kindly simple-minded. That's the way it is. Amen. That's the way it is. My wife, amen, she said, now when I went up there to, you know, the county jail preach, I ain't been in a while, so I'm trying to get back in there this week if I can. Amen. I said, them boys, I'm telling you, they some of them ought not be up there. I think they done them wrong. She said, you really, she said, do you think they up there for taking somebody's cookies out of their store? Amen. I said, no, I don't think they are. Amen. But see, I believe them. You know what I'm saying? But I preach to them and try to help them. And they'll say, boy, I'm really interested in that. Amen. But it don't show no action to us, you see. But the thing of it is, I tell you, when it comes down to believing the Bible, listen, a child will believe it faster than somebody. Amen. Has to be really see a wonder or a sign or convinced. Amen. Apart from this, a man preaching, there's got to be something to move in them. And I understand and know tonight it's the Holy Ghost has got to move in you that you ever have any understanding and the knowledge of God. But listen, the simple, that's what this Bible says. The simple believe every word. Amen. Every word. Listen, you take them people that was raised. This ain't no knock on it. Amen. You go back to 100 years ago, a lot of people was illiterate. They couldn't read or write. There was some that couldn't, some couldn't. They was raised without an education and that kind of thing. But brethren, if you went to them people's house, they knew how to pray. Amen. They knew they might not have been able to read the Bible. Maybe even the child had to read for them. But them people believed what was in that Bible. I remember Brother Billy Mitchell talking about before he got saved, he was a gambling man. And he'd say, we'd sit around the table and we'd talk while we're gambling. And he said the Bible would be brought up. And he said, them old gamblers, thank God they'd say, if it come from the Bible, it's right, amen. I mean, if it come from the Bible, brother, we got people in Baptist churches down on believe that. That's sad, but it's, listen, you say, I believe every bit of it. I believe every word is inspired of God. I believe we have a perfect, thank God, preserved book tonight. And brother, I believe it. Amen. Listen, thank God it ain't based on education. It's based on regeneration. And God has to show you the truth. Amen. But thank God if you've got a mind that's open to hear. I know, thank God, simple-minded people can be moved some other way and some this way and that way sometimes. Amen. But listen, if they ever get the truth in them, brother, they got it. They know it. Amen, buddy. They'll stick with it. Thank God to death. Amen. And you will too if you get saved. Amen. You won't be like us, thank God. Amen. I'm talking about like a wave tossed to and fro. Amen. Believing every wind the doctor would come by. Amen. Thank God. You study the Bible. They don't teach people, amen, what counterfeit bills look like. They teach them what the real bill is. Amen. Now, when you find the real bill, you know, thank God, if you got a counterfeit. Amen. That's right, brother. Listen. Thank God I'm there tonight. Thank God I know who the real one is. Verse 31. I opened my mouth and panted. Listen. The word panted means... thank God, inhale eagerly. Amen. You ever said it said in the heart, that the water brook, so panted my soul after thee, O God. Amen. He's panting. He's got to have God. Amen. It's more, he's desiring these things of God tonight. He's a patent for it. Amen. Listen. Thank God, it means a desire. Praise God. That's right. I opened my mouth and panted. Oh, that's right. I long for thy commandments. I had that longing for the commandments. The dealings of God, the word of God. Amen. Listen, I like what Justin told me. He said, I like preaching. Amen. You know why? Because you're saved. Amen. And because, thank God, there's a longing for it. There's a truth. I remember when I got saved, praise God, done an old time preaching. I used to listen on the radio. My wife would tell you after I got saved, thank God, on Sunday afternoon, that's what I spent on Sunday afternoon. Thank God, but listen to that preaching. Amen. This is what old man of God, amen, he was preaching in Thomasville, and he got the preaching, amen. He'd hack. I like that. Amen. That's just my style. I mean, tell no everybody else like it, but I just like hacking preaching. Amen. Amen. I like what he says between the hacks. Amen. But that old man would preach, son. I'm telling you, I'd just sit there. I'd say, oh, me, I love that. Amen. I remember hearing preachers I ever called to preach, and I thought in my heart, boy, I'd like to be able to do that. Amen. I did. I told God that. I like that way, man. Thank God that old man, thank God, called me about a year ago. I didn't even was still living. He would see me on the computer preaching. And he called me and left me a message. His name Shatley was his last name. And he said, listen, he said, you Joel Hyatt that wrote me that letter, thank God, on the radio when I was a preaching. I said, you got him, amen. He said, I saw you on the computer the other day preaching. And he said, buddy, I like that, amen. Thank God. He said, don't cut no corners with none of them. Amen. Just tell them what it says. And leave it there. prayer, praise God. I said, I don't know any other way, thank God, but to tell it like that. I can't turn, thank God, as Jephthah said. I can't go back. Ain't nowhere to go to. Ain't nowhere, Brother Danny, ain't God to go to tonight. Ain't God, I think I'll go on. Amen, and preach it the way it is. And preach it with some unction of God, if he'll help me. Because I long for it tonight. And brother, I'm telling you, thank God, if you're raised on it, you'll take nothing less. Amen. That's right, praise God. Amen. Old grandpa preached like that. Amen. He stemmed her up, buddy. Amen, son. He'd get wound up. He was God, I don't have a lot of preaching when he was young, but I thought about him the other day. I was a young man, went to hear him preach. He was in Marshall, Virginia, Brother Joe. And when we went, thank God, all I remember was that he started crying, preaching. And I thought, what's he crying for? And he walked out in the aisles. I mean, I was 7 or 8 years old. It got to my heart. Them women were waving their hands. He was a crying. Thank God. I remember when he come down, he laid hands on me at my ordination. Amen. He come down, thank God. Amen. And he told me when he preached that morning, amen, he said, Joe, you done good. He said, but you got to loosen up a little, amen. Amen, thank God I'm trying to. Amen, sometimes the grave clothes hold me back, and I need one of y'all to pull it, amen, get it off of me. Amen, they come sometimes and want to get on you. But I'm telling you, I want to be free tonight. I want to be loose tonight. Amen, I don't want to be bound. Amen, bondage is a terrible thing. To be bound in religion, bound in the ways of man. Thank God, amen. Somebody said, I don't like the way you preach. I said, you got to talk to God about that. He's the one that put it in me. Amen. I didn't learn this. Thank God he did this. And brother, you'll have to blame him. It ain't me tonight. Amen. Thank God, me and Brother Milby said one time we was in the... I got up here at this Walmart where he's preaching the camp meeting for me, and we stopped and asked this man, amen, thank God, he said, we come to the meeting, and he said, well, I helped build that arbor, amen. He said, you know this one man to call his name. I said, yeah, I know him. He said, he told a lie on God. I said, he did. I said, what did he say? He said, God called him to preach. Amen. I said, well, I don't know about that, but I know one thing, God called me. Amen. That's right, brother. I can't ask for nobody else, but God called me. Amen. I wouldn't do it tonight if he hadn't. I'd just throw it aside. Amen. Go get a job somewhere. Amen. Listen, this thing's a calling. It ain't a job. I ain't no hireling tonight. Thank God I wasn't hired for it. Amen. I preached for it. Gideon, thank God. Look, verse 132. Look now upon me and be merciful unto me, as thou used to do unto those that love thy name. He saw God's mercy all the way back, Brother Danny. He said, I've saw the mercies of God. I've seen the pity of God. I've saw the compassion of God. I saw how God, amen, sent his mercy on men through the years. Buddy, you go back to the day you were saved. Before that, as you said tonight, there was the mercy of God. It withheld the judgment of God. It withheld the wrath of God. It withheld, amen, some things that God had long suffering in my life, in your life. You know why? Paul said, I did it ignorantly in unbelief. I didn't have the knowledge that I was doing all this against God. Only my conscience did speak. But brother, as far as the Bible and the knowledge of God, I didn't have it. Amen. Paul said, I done it ignorantly in unbelief. Amen. But he had mercy on me, thank God. And he said, I need that mercy of God. I need it every day I live. Amen. He gives me compassion, pity, and all that. Every day I live, I bless the Lord for it. Amen. Thank God for it. Notice verse 33. I want to preach on this a little. He said, order my steps in thy word. He's asking God to order his steps in the word. Buddy, that's a good prayer right there. When you get up in the morning, you need to ask God, and I need to ask God, how about ordering my steps in thy word? There's a step, thank God. Amen. And that's, thank God, walking. That's the walk with God. I mean, in the Word. That's the way you walk with God tonight. Amen. Hey, God, if you're going to walk with God, you got to do it by His Word. And that's right. And He said, order my steps by thy Word. Notice this. Notice what He said. He said, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. He said, walk in the Word and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Don't let it. You know, this is a biblical truth. If you don't walk in the Word, you'll let iniquity have a dominion over you. That's right. That's a fact. We got iniquity in us. We got sinfulness in us. If we don't walk in the Word and the good way of God, then we let sin rule our life. Romans 6, you can read Romans 6. He said, let not sin reign in your mortal body. Hey, kings reign. Not let this thing reign in us. Not this thing. You know what the word, I believe I looked at this thing, and this is the thought when I looked at the strong. It means the same thing that word dominion means. Don't be dominated by it. You know what domination is? Domination is it has the power of you. That's right. And listen to this here. Listen to this. Having dominion over you and iniquity having dominion over you, you ain't subject to that.
That's right.
When somebody has dominion, listen, when God gave Adam dominion over all that before the fall, he had dominion over the land, friend. Thank God everything that God created, he put him over that. When a man lets sin have, or iniquity have dominion over him, that dominion of sin is ruling that man's life. That's right. It's dominion, friend. He said, let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Hey, thank God we need to have a good life for God. And brother, I tell you, looking at one of the sorriest rascals, amen, if I don't submit to God, because I'm telling you, I fall way short. I've missed the mark, brother. Amen. Listen, the only way I can walk in the Word is him order them.
Yeah.
And me be obedient. It's talking about obedience right here unto God, walking in that Word of God. Amen. Listen, there's a restraint by that Holy Ghost, but there's restraint by that Word. Amen. That Word restrains us. We know, thank God. Listen, most sin are willful sins.
Yeah.
Most people say it's what the Methodists say, them holiness people. Oh, we don't sin willfully. I said, that ain't true. You think things that you ought not think is willful.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't tell me there ain't somebody in here, and I'd say everybody's in the same boat. We know before we do it, we ought not do it.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. That's willfulness. Amen. You better confess it and forsake it and count it as sin. Thank God it's more to sin. Most sins is in the heart.
Yeah.
Most sins is in the heart. In our mind, how we think, it's in our heart. It ain't with our hand. The reason the hand does is it comes from the motor of it, the heart. Amen, but it's in the heart. God, listen, can you get this tonight? Jesus Christ knows the intent of your heart. That's where sin's judged by him. Sin's judged by him with the intent of the heart. I said, as boy, if I come up and say, I really love you and I got something in my heart against you, I'm a hypocrite.
Right.
Your heart ain't right. Now, he might think I do it. It might help him yet. But God says that's a hypocrisy.
Yeah.
I mean, your heart don't say that. Remember Jesus, how many times he say, why reason these things in your heart?
Yeah.
When he, thank God, healed that man over there that was let down in that house, all these Pharisees were there, all these Pharisees and Dr. Law were there, and they sitting around reasoning about his healing this man. And he said, why reason them in your heart? Why are you sitting around in this meeting here reason whether I, thank God, whether this be of God or not?
Yeah.
That's what he's doing because they didn't like him saying who he was because he forgave the man his sin. And they said only God can forgive sin. He was God.
He was.
He said, I got power to forgive sin on earth. That's what he said. But it goes deeper than what we see. It goes deep right in here. And when you let iniquity, I've seen people get bitter on God. I've seen people get bitter on one another. I've seen people get that way and get that gum. I mean, they get in the way, brother. Listen, they get in the way that they treat people like they ain't nothing. That's bad. I mean, that's bad. You say, well, I don't like them. I said, well, praise God. Amen. He said, love your enemies. That's what he said, didn't he?
Pray for
your enemies. Amen. They put hot fire coal on their head. Thank God. Some people, it's hard. I mean, it is hard. But you can't let that, have dominion over you.
Yeah.
If you let that have dominion over you to rule your life, and then people and what you got in your heart will rule your life. You can't allow that. Amen. What you do, brother, I pray for them. And let's go on with it. Let God take care of it. He said, live peace with all men as much as life in you. Amen. Give some of your life in you. Amen. Thank God put a little effort to it. Amen. Thank God, buddy. I told you there's some people that's very hard for me. Amen. And some people I'm just going to bypass. I'm just going to bypass your time. I ain't going to bring all the stuff up, but I think, amen, because all that does is it cuts back on me. And what that does, it gets my heart out of the Holy Spirit, and God can't commune with me. And I let this iniquity rule me. Amen. And brother, listen, there are so many things that can kick in our mind, thank God, and take us several ways. You know what I'm saying? Amen. You know that, and I know that. Maybe a word somebody said to you, they shouldn't. And all of a sudden, you hear that name and say, oh, man, it just goes here and goes there and goes here and goes there. Amen. Then God told me this. He said, amen, he said, just take care of yourself. We was playing that little old ball game the other day. We about finished with this thing. Amen. Y'all see Susan out there. She's the assistant coach. But she stands out there and pointing her finger at them. I told her I didn't know there was an assistant coach born in this thing. Amen. They get up there and I saw them. I just stand back a little bit. But when they get to messing up, I'm going to step out there and say something to them. Amen. And I said, you know what I come up with? I know that. Sometimes people get aggravated with me, but it'll be all right. It's just the way I do. But the Lord said this in this little game. He said, if you'll tend to your team right and get them to do what you tell them, you won't have to worry about the other team.
That's right.
You know every team, and I know this is carnal, but it's just of God's truth. Every team, before they play, they got a game plan.
Yeah.
If they got any sense. Amen. If Danny's a good shooter, then I'm going to say, get on him and don't let him shoot or get the ball one. That's my game plan for him. Amen. If I know he can shoot the ball, then get on him. Don't let him get the ball. Get on him before he gets it. I don't want him to shoot it. It's a game plan. You know what I'm saying? You got to prepare your own heart, thank God, against the wiles of the devil. Amen. Put the armor of God on. You can't go out there, amen, and be a target for the devil. You can't be a target for the devil. Amen. Don't let sin have any dominion over you. You let a little in, a little come with it. Amen. I'll guarantee you, you open the door for sin, I'll see something coming. If you open the door and say, come on in, lust, pride's coming with it. Amen. And what happens is when pride comes with it, it keeps it in you because you're too proud to get rid of it. That's the way it is. Praise God. Notice this here. I'm reading this book here. I'm going to go on and get these last three. Deliver me from the oppression of man. Deliver me from the oppression. Oppression is this. Oppression is distress. Oppression is injury. You can be injured by man. The oppression, it's a pressure on us. Listen, I wish to God that we wouldn't have to be under some pressure, Miss Jennifer. I'm telling you, I went up to that motel, brother, listen, on Wednesday night, and tried to sleep. And God dealing my heart. And the devil was fighting my mind. I said, this ain't worth it. That's what I told God. son, he wrestled with me. And I went and sat down beside Brother Milby. And I said, Brother Milby, boy, it's a good meeting. Thank God. He said, I'm preaching you tonight. And it scared me. I said, well, go ahead and preach the other man. He said, no, I'm going to preach you. And I wrestled with it all afternoon. I knew I had to come back that Thursday night and preach. I thought, unto God, I hope he preaches me first. And when I got there, he said, you're preaching last tonight. And I said, God, I know I got to go through this. I know I do. Amen. I know I do. Amen. And they got to shouting and praising God. And I thought, well, maybe I ain't going to get to preach. Amen. I took the mic off and laid it in the bench. Amen. That shouting, I thought, praise God, this thing come bust out. Amen. And he come back there and he said, come on. He always walks up there with me. I said, all right. I said, I sure hope God will change this thing. Because it ain't going, my message ain't going to go this way. Amen. And buddy, he changed that thing. God helped me preach. Amen. I bless the Lord for it. But brethren, listen. Are you hearing me tonight? There's a lot of pressure on us. I ain't talking about that. But the pressure of Satan, the pressure of the mind that you have to battle with the devil every day. It's just seem like, but I thought about this and it doesn't, listen, this ain't something new to me. I don't know why I do it every time. It's just a stinking mess that I do it every time. I get in a meeting or get somewhere and the devil, he'll charge me and beat me up through the night and everything else. And I'm thinking, why am I doing this? Every time it's like this. Amen. And every time God's allowing that, thank God that I throw everything on him. Amen. To get up and do it. Amen. That's just why he done it, thank God. And after I'm through, I'm as peaceful, thank God, and free in my spirit. Amen. After miraculous done, but look what I had to go through. I ain't got to get it done. Amen. That's just the way it is. God allows the things of oppression sometimes to make us depend on Him. But here He's saying, brother, listen. He said, deliver me from the oppression of man. He said, deliver me from it. And He stayed under it. If it wasn't Saul, it was His own sons. If it wasn't them, it was somebody else. Every time He went through it, He went through oppression. Amen. Brothers, you can't take but so much, and I'm not talking about what I went through. That wasn't nothing. But when people's on your back and oppressing you, thank God, go to Jesus with it. That's the only relief you got. We got the greatest privilege in the world is to bow our knee before God and say, Lord, now this is what I'm going through. This is what I'm facing. And I know you can, listen, I'm not talking about outward, I'm talking about the release on the inside. Somewhere down the line, you've got to come of that, and I wish I could tell you I matured in it, but I hadn't. But the oppression of man is a bad thing. The devil can oppress you. He can't possess a believer, but he can oppress a believer. That means put pressure on you. But at the same time, God's allowed him to do it for His purpose. I mean, that's just the way it is. You can get a prayer. Brother Danny, I can call you and I'll say, how you doing? You can say, I'm having a bad day. I understand that language. We have them. More than what we'd want. You say, where's that in the Bible? Solomon wrote Ecclesiastes. He said, more dark days than there is light. What he said. But in the dark days with Jesus is a day of light. Amen. With Him with us. Notice what he said here. I'm about through. He says, so while I keep thy precepts, then he says this in verse 135, make thy face to shine upon thy servant. This is what he's saying. God, would you shine on me and give me some favor? If you can ever get the favor of God in your life, and that's what grace really is the favor of God. And you get God to shine on you for His own goodness and purposes and Him shine on you. When you get up in the morning, the rays of the favor of God shine on you. They shine on you. They shine on you. That's a blessing. Thank God. I'm going to tell you, and the word shine means He just shows light on you. See, I think it's right to pray, God, give me your favor. Be favorable unto me. You remember in Psalm 85, when he talked about revival, he said, thou hast been favorable to thy land. He's been favorable. He's been favorable to this church. He's been very favorable. Listen, do not never compare this church with another church. It ain't wise. I can only talk about this place. The people. The liberty of God. And the favor of God amongst us. I preached in some places that it was hard for me to even breathe about.
Yes, sir.
What'd you do, preacher? Preach.
Yeah.
Amen. Sometimes it's hard to get it out. Sometimes it ain't. But it is the, listen, I'll promise you what I'm about to tell you to be the truth. No matter, it's the favor of God that God would bless a place. It ain't me, and it ain't you. It's the favor of God. And the favor of God is just the favor of God. It's the God of heaven having favor on you in whatever He chooses to have favor in. And He has favor amongst His people. He has favor upon His people. Look, shine upon me, Lord. Shine upon me. Shine upon me. Give me illumination. Help me. Shine upon me. Look my way. And notice what He said, and teach me thy statutes. I need you to teach me. When He shines on you, He teaches you. Some of you has been studying. And I know Miss Kayla was talking about the covenants the other day and how much God enlightened her through these studies. That's just God shining His face on you in the study of the Word of God. However, if you read that book and you want something from God, He's going to shine on you. He'll never turn anybody away that's His child that's desiring. He never will. He said, draw nigh to God. He'll draw nigh to you. In other words, draw nigh to my favor and I'll give it. Amen. Draw nigh. I'll give it. I'll come to you if you'll draw nigh to me. Amen. Here it is, brother. Listen, the whole Christian life's about fellowshipping with God.
Yes.
That's right. The Laodicean church was in trouble because they didn't fellowship with Jesus, and he was on the outside and he was knocking the wall in. Why? The fellowship sucked. Notice verse 136, rivers of waters run down mine eyes because they keep not thy law. He said, I'm burdened over the lawless people that don't obey God. He said, rivers of waters. That sounds like Jeremiah about, don't it? A weeping prophet. And wept and wept and wept over the city. Amen, of Jerusalem. And brother, listen. We ought to have a broken heart. You can't just make that happen. But your heart's got to be in a position to have a broken heart. Jesus wept over Jerusalem.
Oh, yes.
He says Jesus wept over Jerusalem. He wept over them. He said, if you would come, I'd gather his chicks as a hen gathers them under her wings. He talked about that. Do you not think that broke Jesus' heart?
Yes.
Sure, if he wept. He wept there at Lazarus. He said Jesus wept.
Right.
I mean, he had a broken heart. You just don't weep as something. He said my eye has affected my heart. The lamentation writer said my eye affected my heart.
Yes.
What I seen affected what was in me. That's what he said. And brother, that causes a man to want to pray and believe God, trust him. Amen. There's some things in this Bible, if we'll read them and just look at them, and I went through these tonight. But there's good readings in these things and these words and what the psalmist prayed and the earnestness and the seriousness of it.
Yes.
And I just tell you, I went through about a 3-month dry spell, be honest with you, and reading. And I said, Lord God, I ain't reading the way I ought to. I mean, I need to read. I mean, I know it. It wasn't that I wasn't reading. It's just that I just wasn't getting nothing. And the Holy Ghost told me the other day, he said, listen. He said, if you'd just take your time and read and write down some things that God's touching your heart with, it'll help you.
Yes, sir.
And I said, I believe I'll do it.
Yes.
And when I started just writing down things that God was blessing my heart with, the Holy Spirit started picking up that speed a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that reviving come to my heart. Amen. Because listen, I asked Brother Billy Mitchell, I thought he knew the Bible as well as any man. I said, is it hard sometimes for you to read the Bible and just read it? He said, yeah, you got to stir yourself up to read it when you've read these things. You got to know who the author is and who it's coming from, thank God, and what he's telling us. And it's a personal letter.
Yes, sir.
This is a personal letter.
Right.
David, he said, the Lord is my shepherd.
My shepherd. Yes, sir.
What he said tonight is right, brother. When you figure out this thing's for you, and God done it for you, even though he done it for others. He done it for you, and it's a personal relationship. Brother, listen. It's as simple as everything, but you can get on your knee tonight and pray to the God of heaven. And in the name of Jesus, he'll say, what you want to say to me tonight?
Yes, sir. Amen.
That's what he'll say. He'll say, what you want to say to me tonight? Here I am, Brother Danny Blackwater, bowing in my prayer room, a prayer place, and say, and you say, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And he'll say, I'm listening.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. And bring it to him. We carry these cares around because we don't pray. He said, cast them upon him. Amen. He care for you. Bless the Lord for it. I appreciate you hearing me. Let's stand tonight. Amen. Thank God. Justin, pray for us tonight.